You're listening to the COVID-19 series of Bridge the Gap podcast. This series is designed to provide resources, share the love stories, and encourage those who are working tirelessly to oversee the care of aging adults. We believe in you.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap. We're so glad that you're listening in with us or watching in with us on this day of a special edition when things look a little bit different, not only for BTG, but for probably you at home right now as we all are scrambling to understand these uncertain times related to COVID-19. On the program today, we've got none other than my buddy Joshua Crisp and our producer, Sarah Mitchell. Thank you guys for putting this together.
Yeah, it's great to be here. All from remote locations, but proud to be with you guys and also to dive a little bit deeper into the insides of conversations and thoughts that you guys have been having that we want to share with the audience.
Yeah, so glad to be here. It's awesome what technology allows us to do remotely. And it's a real honor to be able to talk about the industry we love and to still be able to share information and share the stories that we know make our industry great.
Well, and Josh and Sarah, we're so used to being right there recording these things live, sitting down face to face with the people that we interview. And so while this may be a little bit bittersweet, this hopefully is a temporary issue, but this is a little bit of a new normal for our listeners and for the senior living industry, as so many are in quarantine, they are self-isolating, they are away outside of their offices, they're officing from home, they're doing remote work, but there are so many caregivers and so many frontline people and so many executive directors and staff that they are showing up right now and they are caring for our loved ones and for our seniors and older adults. And we want to hopefully be an encouragement to them. So Sarah, a little bit of a different program today. Why don't you help guide us down this this conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important for all of our listeners to understand the why. We always talk about the why. So definitely want you guys to help share the story of why we decided to add this new series. And as a producer with a hopeful timeline, this is way outside of our realm of, we really don't know what the timeline is. We're going to address the issues. We want to provide positive stories. We want to feature those who are working so tirelessly right now in the communities, who are supporting those caregivers and administrators who are in the communities, and then also provide a little bit of outside knowledge to, or some inside knowledge to outsiders who might just be looking for information, because let's face it, senior living and this industry that we love is basically a headline these days. So I think let's talk first on the timeline and what is coming next for this special series of Bridge the Gap. We will continue our normal Monday episode, but Josh and Lucas, let's tell our audience a little bit about what to expect on these shorter versions of episodes, who we're gonna talk to and some of the things we're gonna cover.
Yeah, so we're super excited. As our industry is working overtime, literally, the caregivers are working around the clock, administration's working around the clock, Bridge the Gap is working around the clock as well to not only share information and education, but also, as you mentioned, the love stories of our industry. I don't know about you guys, but we have seen so many great stories already coming, and the creativity and the things that are happening that are not making necessarily yet the national news headlines, but they're making many social media headlines, and we want to more publicly broadcast that. So Lucas, myself, Sarah, the production team are committed to bringing you episodes very frequently, even daily. And so today we are kicking off this to just kind of share with you what's coming. We're committed to blocking out periods of our schedules each day to share with you these love stories and also share with you some things that are very practical that communities are doing that are working, maybe some stories that are not working, to share the information, because information is absolutely key to what we are doing. And Bridge the Gap has a wonderful platform with a growing group of listeners that we hope to collaborate. And as we've said many times, we're much better together. And so that's what this is all about.
And we have heard from a lot of our partners on the podcast, and also just emails and LinkedIn messages and comments and things like that, that yes, caregivers are working overtime right now, and everyone is trying to just collect as much knowledge and information as they can right now, because every day looks very different. So the reason behind this special series of Bridge the Gap is because we believe in you. We believe in the industry. We believe in the people working in this industry, and we want to provide a little extra support, some resources if we can, and feature those very special people within the industry. So Lucas, will you take us through the first few episodes that we have planned? It's still a work in progress. We're still trying to plan out and decide what kind of lane we're going to go into, but our partners are very excited to join the show.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to continue to bring great BTG content to our listeners, because I know right now, here's what I've encouraged my own personal team that we've talked about even internally, is that we just want to reach out in this time of what feels like an extreme distancing and just say, look, we're going to take this one step at a time. We're going to take it one day at a time. But that doesn't mean that we still can't communicate virtually, that we still can't communicate on social, that we still can't be a resource of encouragement to one another. This morning, I was even texting a couple of executive directors and just saying, how are you doing? What, do you need anything? Is there something that we can help you with? Is there a resource that you need? And just those simple reach outs to people and just saying, how are you doing? Do you need anything? Means so much. I've had people do that to me that are close to me. And then just saying, look, we want to stay connected. Tell us your story. And so, Josh, we've said it over and over, is that this business is full of love stories. And I think that is going to be a real aspect of what we're going to be bringing to our listeners. And for our listeners and people in our networks on social, know that we are watching. We're looking at you. We're watching your posts. We're engaging with your posts. And we're encouraging you to do that. And we're going to be reaching out to a number of people that have these stories that they're sharing online. We're going to bring them on the program and say, talk to us a little bit more about what's taking place. Tell us more about not only the challenges, but the great things that are happening, so they can be an encouragement to the greater good of our industry.
That's right.
I totally agree, Lucas. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, I heard my dad say when I was growing up that sometimes the darkest night is when you have the opportunity to shine the brightest. Our industry is caring for the most frail part of our population that is directly impacted by this. And it gives our great committed team members in our industry a great opportunity to shine. They're already shining. So all we're doing is putting the spotlight on what they're doing. And you're exactly right. We want to hear from them. And I know we've created some great and easy ways for them to be able to reach out to us.
That's right. We definitely want to see your videos. We want to see your photos. Please do us a favor and tag Bridge the Gap on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And we'll be choosing some people, some communities, some operators, some very special people in the industry to not only feature on the show, but be able to share your stories, your love stories that are happening during this challenging time, in a time of uncertainty and really just unknown. So be sure to tag us on social media. The other way to get our attention is to send us a message through the website. That's btgvoice.com. We'll be monitoring that and looking for those stories and information. And we would love to hear your stories. We want to be able to feature those. To summarize, once again, we have this Bridge the Gap special edition series coming up. We're going to be looking into a lot of different stories and communities and the people who we believe in on a shorter version, a shorter episode coming very frequently, perhaps daily, if we have that many stories and features that we can produce. We're going to be working overtime, as many of you are, and we can't wait to share those stories.
It's an exciting time. It's a uncertain time. And I think that we're better together, and we believe in this industry.
Absolutely. So to our listeners who are in the communities, we love you. We appreciate you. We are going to be sharing your stories. Keep up the hard work. You're a very committed, very compassionate group of people, and you are never more appreciated than you are today.
Well, it's a great message, guys. And again, we'll put in the show notes, we'll put in all the tags that people need to follow us. And don't hesitate to reach out to us. We want to hear from you, and you're going to be hearing back from us. Thank you, Josh and Sarah, for your encouragement today. You guys are our operators and are on the front lines of this as well. And it's an honor to be alongside you guys, and what a great opportunity we have here with the Bridge the Gap platform to shine the light, as you said, Josh. So thank you, everybody, for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Bridge the Gap podcast, the COVID-19 series. If your company, community, or caregivers are going above and beyond in their daily duties, we want to hear about it. Tag BTG Voice on social media or send us a message at btgvoice.com.